Welcome to the Frictionless Innkeeper Podcast. Coming right up, fresh tips and insights from lodging professionals aimed at helping you improve your business. Our podcast is brought to you by the Frictionless Guest App, the digital concierge that helps your guests to live like locals. Learn how at frictionlessguest.com. Steve Short, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Matt. How about you?
I'm doing well. So we have another podcast with our friends at Acorn. This one is with Annie Buck, who's the education manager for Acorn Marketing.
She's been there for probably about 15 years, since 2008, I believe. And sounds like she's come up through the school of hard knocks, where she just, you know, got thrown into it and has learned hands-on over those years and watched and seen all of the changes in the Google world, the world known as Google, this huge world. And eventually, I guess now it's evolved into Google Business Profile. And that's really her core thing. That's what she loves to do. And that's what she does at Acorn and educates. And hopefully she'll educate some of our listeners as to how important it is, right?
Yeah, exactly. And she really does a deep dive on this. And I learned a lot myself on this. And, you know, the technology is always changing and moving fast, but Annie really had her pulse on everything. And one thing I really like, she talked about how everything is pretty much interconnected. Google Travel, Google Business Profile, what you're doing on social media. So there's a lot of considerations for innkeepers out there when it comes to digital marketing.
Right. So even if you don't follow through and get to every nook and cranny in terms of the whole, I guess, Google sphere, at least realize that keeping up with the basics at a minimum is really important, right? I think that's one of the core things that she stressed, but she gets into a lot of the cool details as to the hows and the whys.
Yeah, totally. And with that, we hope you enjoy this Frictionless Innkeeper podcast interview with Annie Buck. Once again, she's the education manager for Acorn Marketing, and she provides some very awesome insights about what independent lodging professionals need to know about Google Business Profile. And Annie and Steve, how you both doing today?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well. Great to have you, Annie. Steve Short, how are you, my friend?
Matt, I'm doing well as usual. Annie, thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Annie, let's really kick it off at the top. I'd love to hear more about your background, your expertise, all that good stuff.
So, interestingly enough, when I started working for Acorn 15 years ago, I didn't know anything about Google or anything else. In fact, I had met Lisa at church. I was the secretary at the church they attended, and she kept telling me, when you quit here, you need to come work for me. And I thought, I don't know what you guys do. I can't do that stuff. And she said, I'll teach you everything you need to know. And if you know Lisa, she's a very determined person. So, you know, I had no doubt that if that happened, she would. So eventually I did leave that job, and she called me, I think the next day, and said, hey, I heard you quit that job. Do you want to come work for Acorn? And I said, okay, I guess so. Cause I mean, it was a really nice opportunity. I had kids that were in school and I could work from home and I could take the kids to and fro and be at home. So it sounded like a great job. And she threw me into the deep end immediately. So I learned about Google. It was called Google Local back then. And I've kind of been with it the whole time. So I feel like I almost was in there with it when it almost started. So from there, I have gotten tons of experience with it. And I like talking about it like a lot. It's very interesting to me. It has changed dramatically since the beginning of time when we had 10 results on the Google page and all you had to do was go in there and say, I'm a bed and breakfast, and you would show up and it was awesome. But now it is a lot different. It's more competitive, and you're even competing with Google itself to see who shows up where and when. So tons of information that needs to go into that. It's super, super important for innkeepers and just all property owners, really. The difference being that a lot of big like hotel chains and things like that, they're going to have people on staff who do this kind of stuff. It's like their job, or they've hired agencies who take care of all that for them. But in most cases for innkeepers, they're either going to be a solo or a couple, and it's going to be up to them to do it. So it's super important. And because I feel like, you know, I've kind of been with it since kind of ground zero, I just love to talk about it. And I love to help people figure out how this works and how to get their information out there to the general public who is looking for a place to stay.
And to give us some perspective, give everyone perspective, you started, I think, 2008 with Acorn. Is that right? So
yes.
You've been doing this. So you have, I mean, 15 years in the internet world is like three lifetimes, basically.
It's
You've
a
seen
century.
So much change, yeah. Right? Compared to what normal change might be if they're the normal. So it started as Google Local or Locals or whatever local. And now it's mm-hmm. Google Business Profile, right?
Google Business Profile. Yeah. It went from Google Local to kind of Google Business Listing and Google My Business. And now it's Google Business Profile, at least for now. So it probably will change in the future as well. So we'll see.
And like as a someone who, I mean, it used to be, you think of Google as I'm just going to do a search, but now, like in terms of, at least from my experience, and I have an Android, a Google owned operating system product. And, you know, in fact, it's their Pixel phone. So when I want to search for a place, basically, right, a business, I can go to the Chrome browser, google.com, and search for something. But
right.
Now there's this app that's just Google. It's not, I don't know if it's called Google Maps. Maybe it is, but it's basically the map version of me looking for something. And
yes.
So I guess all of that whole Google Business Profile, I assume, is tied in to these various channels that you can use through Google to find what you might be looking for. Is that right?
Yes. In fact, all of the information that you're adding to your Google Business Profile as a business owner is going to be what people find in Maps. And it's very interesting because as you had talked to Lisa earlier, and she had kind of delineated the differences between Google Business Profile, what you see on Google Maps, organic, and travel, because now the 3-pack that we see, or sometimes a 4-pack now, sort of what you see is changing all the time. And it's also going to depend on what kind of device you're using. So if you're looking at that Maps app, it's going to look a little bit different than if you're on a desktop just searching Google for whatever. So I often use Asheville Bed and Breakfast for some reason. I feel like that's just a great example because there are so many bed and breakfasts in Asheville and it's a great, you know, place. Lots of people like to go there. So if I'm looking for, say, Asheville Bed and Breakfast on my phone, on the Google Maps app, you know, Google will bring up information about the bed and breakfast, but there's another, they call them partner, but it's the OTAs are also going to be deeply involved in that process. And, you know, it's all about who is making money. So Google's making money from the OTAs. The OTAs are making money from the innkeepers. And it really has put the innkeeper into a position of they're not only kind of fighting for their life against other competitor businesses, but also with these very powerful OTAs. So what my focus is not to kind of try to figure out how to overcome the OTAs. That's kind of Lisa's thing that she talked about with you guys. My thing is let's get in there and make sure your information is so perfect that whatever somebody may be searching for specifically, they will be able to find you because you have told Google, this is what I'm all about. This is what I offer. These are my amenities. This is my description. Here's your information. And then they can take that and present it to the public who is searching, whether on that Maps app or on their desktop computer at work or at home or their tablet or wherever they are. So it's just, there's so much information that you can pack into that. And I'm still just blown away every time I go to a conference or talk to sometimes a new client who is like, I don't even know if I can log into that. I'm not even sure how to get into that. And I'm like, okay, let's go. We've got a lot of work to do. We can really help you out here and we can fix you up. So that's kind of where I come from for all of this stuff.
Yeah. So I mean, marketing is all at its core is all about trying to find your, in this case, your guest, right? In other words, you're trying to say, here's what I offer. It's not about, you know, smoke and mirrors or whatever. It's trying to say, clearly, here's what I offer.
Absolutely. And, yes.
And so, because I'm hopeful that there are people out there who want what I have to offer, but if they can't find me, they can't book in terms of this business, right? So talk about that path, I guess, that client or guest journey, if you want to call it, to try to why it's so important to have that information correct in Google Business Profile when the guest is searching, you know, what pathways and how Google really looks at that information in these various, whether it's maps or just if I'm doing a search on google.com, you know, and why it's so important and what type of information is important to have so that they truly can find you.
So the basic and most important thing is going to be, where are you? Because most people are not just like, oh, you know what? I want to stay in a bed and breakfast, you know, somewhere in the world. They're looking for a specific place. So if they're looking in Santa Fe, for example, and they want to find you, your most important thing is to make sure that your location is correct and everything is right there. So like if I am a bed and breakfast owner, and I log into my Google account and I go to my Google Business Profile, I'm going to make sure that my address is 100% absolutely correct. I'm going to make sure my name is 100% absolutely correct. Phone number and website address. So that when I say website, it's the URL. So it's like your https://, you know, www.santafebedandbreakfast.com. You're going to make sure everything is absolutely 100% correct. And that goes to kind of a boring topic, but that is super important, which is your NAP plus W. So that stands for name, address, phone plus website. And you have to make sure it's correct. And then that ties out to every other citation that you have on the internet, which could be a mention of your business name in an article somewhere. It could be a directory and is often directories. It's data aggregators. It's blog posts that somebody wrote about how great you are and how awesome you are. And this is your name, address, and this is where you're located. You know, we had this fabulous weekend in Santa Fe and we went to all the sites and we went shopping in the square. And then we stayed at this incredible bed and breakfast that is in the old town part of Santa Fe. And it was awesome. And they're talking about how great you are. Well, if your information isn't correct on Google Business Profile, Google can't associate you with that wonderful blog post that talks about how great you are. So when somebody drills down to you in Google Business Profile and they start looking for more information about you, most people don't just pull something up and book automatically. They're going to go from there to TripAdvisor to read reviews. They're going to go to Airbnb Finder, for example, to get more information. They're going to look all over the place and they may even find that little blog post that somebody wrote about how great you are, you know, a mommy blog or a travel blog or whatever that may be. So super, super important to make sure that that just super basic information is in there. So your name, and it needs to be your name, not your name plus any extraneous information. It just needs to be your name, your basic address. You know, you don't want to ever add any weird stuff like, you know, 1232 Santa Fe Boulevard, right downtown. No, you want your basic address because that is going to blow you out of the water. Nobody's going to find you. So super, super important to get that in. And then, so say somebody is searching for you on Google, whether it's on the Maps app or the desktop or whatever. Maybe they want to find a place that has a hot tub and that is like super important to them, or they want a suite, or they want something that is really important for many, many people is they need a room that's ADA accessible. They can get in and out with the wheelchair. They're not going to be stuck in a parking lot with, you know, terrible rocks and cracks in the parking lot and they need to get through. They're going to be looking for the place that offers the amenities that they need. So there's a whole section within Google Business Profile that you can fill out. It's called Hotel Details. And you are going to go through and you're going to pick every single thing that applies to you. Do you take children? Do you take pets? Do you have breakfast on offer? And is your breakfast a full breakfast versus a continental? Is it included with the room rate? Some lodging businesses did away with breakfast during COVID, and they found out that people maybe didn't miss it so much, so they're not necessarily bringing it back. Maybe they only have coffee instead of a full sit-down breakfast, or, you know, muffins and fruit or something like that. So you have to tell people what you have so that they can find you with what they're looking for. And it's one of those things where, you know, it's like, this is kind of boring. I don't want to do this all the time, but you need to. You need to go through, like, I say monthly, because Google updates this information all the time. They're always adding new attributes and details and things like that. And it's also how they develop the description that is on your listing. So if you go into the About section on the Google Maps app, you find a place, you click on it, and then you go in and you're looking for more information about the place. There's a description, but you don't get to write that as a lodging.
Really? I didn't know that. That's interesting.
No, you do not.
And when you see those descriptions, it's weird because sometimes I see them for franchise type, like Dunkin' Donuts or something. And it's like, it seems like they are consistent, but other times I've looked at other, we'll be in another town and Dunkin' Donuts will show up and it'll be like a description that had, you know, doesn't really make sense. And it must be because that particular location's business profile in Google is not good, I guess. I don't know.
Yes. And so that brings up a really good point. So the lodging industry with Google and how you're presented in the local listings is completely different than every other industry that exists. Whether it is, like you said, a Dunkin' Donuts, which sounds really good right now because it's still early.
Sorry.
And now you made me really hungry. But or a plumber or a landscaper, a lawyer, whatever that may be. In the travel world, they all can write their descriptions and they can get real flowery and it can sound really nice. But lodging businesses cannot. Google pulls that information from what they call various sources, which consists of directories. They don't tell us exactly who, but it's directories, it's mentions, it's citations, all those things that we were talking about. So that goes right back to that whole thing with the NAP consistency. If your information is not consistent throughout the internet, somebody could write a review about you on a review site somewhere that has really wrong information. And Google could potentially pull that information into your business description. And boy, that can mess you up. So an example would be if you're near the shore, for example, you're a mile away from the shore. It's easy to get there. You can ride a bike, you can walk, you can do whatever you want. But if somebody says somewhere in some directory or some review or something, you know, they're right on the shore, whether you say that or not, if Google picks it up and pulls it into your description, that can lead to all kinds of issues for you because somebody says, you know what, I read on your Google, you know, and how people think things work sometimes is not really how they work. But, you know, I read that you said you were right on the shore, but you're not on the shore. Or I read that.
Now I'm mad and I'm going to give you a bad review.
Right, exactly. So they show up and they're thinking I'm going to walk out the back door onto the beach and, you know, you got a mile walk, buddy. So it's so, so, so important, even though it seems kind of boring and like, oh, I don't want to go through this stuff all the time. It's super important to do it. You're just going to log in there. First of all, you're going to make sure that you can log into the Google account that's tied to your business profile. And then you're going to go through that thing and you are going to pick it with a toothpick, every single little thing that you can. And you're going to be scrupulously honest because you want to make sure that nobody feels misled about what they're going to get when they find you. It's like when people say, oh, the pictures on the website look so much better than the reality because, you know, some incredible photographer has gone in there and staged everything up and it looks great in that photo, but that's not exactly maybe what you get when you walk in the room. Same thing with Google Business Profile. You're going to make sure it's so perfect. And then photos, super, super, super important. We've all seen examples of guests provided photos, and we love the guests and we don't want them to feel like we don't want them to add photos. Of course we do. But gosh darn it. You know, they've taken the shower. They've got towels strewn all over. You know, the bathroom mirror is fogged up. And then, you know, they've thrown their clothes on the floor and that's the picture they take. This place is great. Look at this. And you're like, no.
And Google does differentiate. They do differentiate, I assume, with lodging as well, what is coming from the owner or whatever they call that versus other people who have been there, right? So
they tend,
it seems like, and I guess this, like you say, this is constantly changing and evolving, and it's up to Google as to, you know, what information they put up and, you know, how they present it and priority and all that. But it seems like if you have a business, you put up images of the business, that seems to have more priority, I think, or maybe not. But it seems like when I see images, I'm like, wow, there's some businesses really bad, and it's because there are no business images up there that they've posted. And then others, I'm like, wow, that's really incredible. Somebody took that. And then I realized, no, that was from the business. So it seems like Google seems to prioritize those images as far as the first ones or the top ones you see or whatever. I'm not sure. But
so that is a really interesting point. Google does prioritize some images, and it seems to be somewhat tied to how much they are being looked at. And the reason that can become so important is if your main image is a picture of, you know, trash day and the dumpsters out in front of your property, and that's the picture, and we have had that happen. And the property owner was like, oh my gosh, this is what everybody sees when they go into Google. Cool. And so what you can do is you can flag it and you can say, hey, Google, you know, this is a bad picture. And they may take it down, but they probably won't. They will take photos down if you can prove, you know, this isn't even my business. This is some other place. Think about how many places are called Carriage House Inn or Carriage House Bed and Breakfast or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you may have the Roach Motel down the street. Somebody stayed there and had a horrible experience, but your name is just close enough to theirs that when they went to write the terrible review on Google and post all the terrible pictures, they found you and just started posting it. So that can happen, does happen. It's unfortunate, but it does happen. And Google does provide an ability to go and, you know, flag that review and say, hey, this isn't us. And you can usually prove it. It's kind of a process, but you can get those pictures down. But if you have pictures that are of your business that a guest has posted, it is probably not going to come down no matter how bad it is. So what you have to do is you have to go out there and make sure your beautiful photos are preeminent among all the photos. And we used to have kind of a situation where people would say, well, gosh, you know, I paid a lot of money for my professional photography. And I mean, we've seen it. It is gorgeous, beautiful. There's so many good photographers that do property photos. And they're like, you know, I paid a good chunk of change. I don't want to give these to Google. But you have to think about, where are people going to see you? They're not going to see your website first. They're not looking for, you know, Santa Fe bedandbreakfast.com. They're looking for Bed and Breakfast in Santa Fe.
Yeah, it's only people like me that would then, once I've tried the various ways, B&B Finder, top priority, but then Google, whatever, it's only people like me that would then say, okay, I'm definitely not going through an OTA. I'm going to find the website and then really confirm that, you know, all these pictures I'm seeing on Google are correct. I want to book through them there because I want the owner to get my money, not anybody else. Right. So, So you're right, but not everybody's going to be like me. So, and take that path to get to the booking, which, you know, makes me think about the Google travel thing with the Google business profile. So you want to talk a little bit about, you might've hit on some of this, but you want to talk a little bit more about the tie-in there and where the overlap might be with the information that you've got in the Google business profile for Google travel. I assume there's no OTAs, and I'm sure that one of the challenges of innkeepers and the lodging folks is, well, I don't want to have to keep up that Google business profile because I have all this other crap to keep up with, OTA stuff and all of that. And the reality is there's just no one place. I mean, there are aggregator type apps, and you all might be one of them, that allow multiple OTAs where you can put your information in one place and it distributes that same information to those places. But Google Business Profile, I'm assuming there's no kind of API into that where you can put all your stuff in one place and it's going to go out to a whole bunch of different channels, including Google Business Profile. But maybe you can talk about that. Where's the data, and what data do I have to keep up? You know, I guess OTA data is different, and Google Business Profile stuff and travel stuff is totally its own thing. Is that right?
That is correct. So the OTA information, basically what you're giving the OTAs is your availability and pricing. And you're going to do that through your booking engine. And that's all the information that they have about you, unless you have logged into the different OTAs. Usually you can hit Expedia and booking, and then it'll go down from there with your information. I do think it is important to do that. You know, if you're selling rooms through those OTAs, make sure you're logging in to add photos, make sure the information is all correct. There's a whole other thing about ADA with the OTAs. We don't even want to get into that. It's a whole episode in and of itself. But you want to make sure that all of your stuff is up to date and correct there, because it is very likely that if a person is not cognizant of the fact that you maybe don't need to buy a room on an OTA, you can buy a room directly from the innkeeper through their booking engine, they may end up on an OTA and they may get the information, whatever the OTA has. So if you haven't given it to them, you know, you're taking your chances. As far as an aggregator type app, there are some companies that provide. One is Moz Local. It's not an industry specific company. It's just a very large search engine optimization company. They have a product that allows you to enter all your information and then they will disseminate it out to these major directories. But as always with the lodging industry, we are a different fish. They have, you know, very general directories. It's going to work for most businesses, but for us, they're not going to hit the directories that matter the most to a bed and breakfast innkeeper, which all goes back to why you have to make sure that your information is up to date. I would love to tell people, hey, come in here, type all your stuff, put your photos, and you're done, and you can go on, but you can't. You have to keep it up, and you have to do it yourself, or hire a trusted company that will do it for you. I like the idea of, you know, maybe using a company like that to get your basic information correct, that NAP that I was talking about before, to make sure that the major directories have all of your good information. But boy, oh boy, when it comes right down to it, it's going to be up to you to make sure that your, you know, your stuff is up to date. For example, we had a client who had a swimming pool. And at a certain point, she decided, I do not want to deal with this anymore. I'm afraid of ADA lawsuits. I'm afraid of liability. There's just too many things that can happen that can cause me trouble. I mean, plenty of people have pools and it's great and they are, you know, doing great with them. But for her, it was just too stressful. So she had the pool filled in and landscaped and it was great. But unfortunately, she didn't take the step of going out there and updating all of those directories and all those places that talked about this great pool that she had. So when people showed up, they were still expecting the pool, even though she didn't talk about it on her website at all. There was nothing that she had done personally, but she had to get out there and get that stuff updated. And Google is the first place to do it.
Yeah. And I think you said Google's like 92% of the search market or something like that. Is that right? So, I mean, they're going to drive the information that they want you to provide. And because they're the big kid on the block and that's where everybody's going, like it or not, right?
It is true. Yes. Apple phones, you know, obviously lots of people use iPhones. I use an iPhone, iPad. They have a, you know, Apple Maps. But a lot of people are still going to Google first. They're not going to look on Apple Maps necessarily to find information about lodging. I think it'll get more important. I think that's going to go up into a whole different direction. It's probably something that I'm going to really get into as time goes by. But they're still going to go look for lodging on Google almost, 92% of the time. So you cannot ignore Google. You can get mad at them, but you can't ignore them. You have to deal with it. And so that's kind of where I come in, which is really fun. Like, I think that is probably one of my favorite parts of my job other than teaching the webinars. And I get to teach webinars about Google Business Profile too. So it's like a win-win for me. But gosh, if somebody comes in and they are just like, I don't even know what to do with this. It's a mess. Everything's wrong. The photos are terrible. Like, what do I do? I just think, yes, this is a perfect opportunity. And especially if somebody comes in and they're brand new. I mean, we can get them off the ground and just, top of the trees, perfect information, and right from the start, get them out there and have all of their information correct. And if they come in and they just, sometimes people buy properties that just haven't, no marketing's been done. Maybe somebody bought the property and it was more of a hobby organization. There are still people that really even will say, I have enough business. I'm fine. I'm not trying to get any more business. I'm happy where I am. But then somebody comes in and buys the property and they're like, I'm going to make money off of this. This is going to be my living. I need to get out there. And, we come in and it's just a mess. And then we get to go clean it up. So it's fun. It's an adventure. It's something to do. But boy, so much better if somebody has kept up with it from beginning and has everything the way it should be. It just places you at a higher level. And then if you think about people looking for things other than strictly lodging, so weddings, spa services, all that kind of thing. So if you do weddings, that takes you out of Google Travel altogether. And now you are just in Google Business or Google Local. So if I'm looking for, Colorado Springs wedding venue and I find you because you have gone on to Google and you have listed all of your amenities. You've picked a category having to do with wedding venues, wedding coordinators, whatever it may be. I can find you and I can start looking at you and I can book that wedding, which can be very lucrative for people if they want to do weddings with you and not look at the event center down the street, especially if somebody's looking for a very specific type of property, say a Victorian or modern or whatever it may be. This all goes back to that information that you are putting into your Google Business Profile. And that is completely outside travel. The OTAs have nothing to do with that. That's all to do with the information that you have entered into your business profile so that people can find you for these things other than lodging, if that's something you offer.
So interesting that you think of SEO and all of this, but the information you have in your Google Business Profile that's Google's assuming that's accurate because you put that in there. I mean, you have your website as well, but the point is that in terms of SEO, Google's probably looking at that first and foremost. And like you say, tying it into other mentions of your business on other websites, whatever. But what you're saying is, you could have all of your stuff up to date on your own website and you might be found through Google SEO or through Google search, but you might be further down, whereas it's going to be easier for Google to find you. And if I put in that I'm looking in Asheville for a bed and breakfast or lodging, whatever, that is ADA compliant and does weddings, then even if I have that in my website, Google's probably not going to find all of that disparate information as easily as it is on my Google Business Profile, because, that's what Google does. It's commoditizing information. And the only way it can do that is to say, I got to categorize, and then it's easier to search and find that information. And so I'm going to put that up there first, right?
Yes. And that is a good point. So, you know, you had talked to Lisa too about the difference between, you know, your local listings at the top and then your organic listings at the bottom. So those local listings are going to come up anytime you use a location qualifier in your query. So if your query is just, you know, weddings near me, that's a location qualifier. So right. Google knows where you are.
Right.
They
always,
know
always.
Where you are, and they know where you are at all times. And it will say, you know, you're in Asheville. So I'm going to show you information about places in Asheville. Anytime you use anything, whether it's a state, a city, a region, you know, Texas Hill Country is a big search phrase. Lots of people are looking for information about all kinds of businesses in Hill Country in Texas. So if you're a Hill Country bed and breakfast, you better make sure your address is correct so that if somebody's searching for that in any way, that is what is going to show up. And it's crazy, some of the stuff. It just seems like so esoteric, like that, you know, this could never be a phrase that somebody's looking for in Google that is going to return a search result that has to do with a bed and breakfast. And it comes up. And it always amazes me because a client will say, you know, my guest told me they couldn't find me, but they found, you know, my competitor down the street. And I'm like, oh, you know, what were they looking for? Well, they were looking for a Hill Country lodging with sewing retreats. You know, I never thought about putting that into my information, but boy, oh boy, there it is. And if you're talking about that, now that is not something that necessarily would show up in your hotel details that you pick, but there's something very exciting that has happened in the last year or so, which is that Google has started allowing lodging businesses to do the posts, update Google posts or Google updates with their listings. And we were never allowed to do that before. All the other businesses could do those updates and posts and offers and all that. And we never could, but now we can. So we tell people, if you do stuff like that, get out there and talk about it on those Google posts. Make up your little image. You do it all right from that Google Business Profile Manager. And you're going to put in a photo. You're going to talk about your sewing retreats and your quilting retreats and your book club gatherings and whatever you do. And you're going to talk about it and you're going to put it out there.
Yet another channel to have to keep up with, in addition to Facebook and Instagram and all of that stuff.
Well, so right? that's the cool
that's why they're doing it, right? They're trying to take that away. So
it's a little bit different. So like social media, you're talking about kind of the things that are going on and you're putting that kind of thing out there. Google, you have to look at it from a perspective that this is a qualified buyer who is already looking at you. So how can you add value to make them want to come stay with you? And that is how you do it. You're going to put that post out there. Google pulls information from that post. There's also, I mean, there's so much to it. It's crazy. Like you start talking about all the different things. There's a Q&A section in Google Business Profile where people can ask questions. And the thing about that is anybody can answer those questions. Like literally anybody that has a Google account can go on there and answer the question. So this is just another reason you have to be logged in and looking at this stuff all the time. Because, you know, what if some, you know, troll answers the question that somebody has asked about you and they just
totally
put some
false.
Nonsensical right. answer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah that's, so, that's you know. So. They have clowns at breakfast on Sunday morning. No, we don't want that out there. So make sure you get out there and fill out that information.
A lot of stuff to think about. Well, this is awesome. Want to ask about how people can get in touch with you and talk a little bit, if you want to, a little bit more about Acorn. But first, Matt always has one final question, generically, right, that he has to ask that I'm not allowed to ask. And go ahead, Matt.
Is there anything that we may have missed today, Annie?
any topics you want to discuss?
Any topics, anything. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, we could talk about Google Business Profile for 3 hours. But one thing that I would like to mention that has nothing to do with Google, but is slightly related, is Apple has its own Maps app, and it's not the disaster that it was in 2012 anymore. It's really grown and become very robust and great, and it is going to become a competitor to Google. I don't think it's going to probably, you know, overtake Google by any means at all. But they are talking a lot about search in Apple products, and I think they're really going for that now. So don't forget about your Apple Maps listing. Make sure you get out there and make sure that information is all updated as well. We just at Acorn, so I'll just tie this into the talk about Acorn thing, kind of segue into that. We just did a webinar Tuesday about Apple Business Connect is what it's called, ABC. And it's a lot of people don't even know that this is a thing that you can do. That's part of our Acorn University, which I am the leader of as the education manager for Acorn Marketing. And we do webinars through that educational program all the time. We're doing webinars, you know, about 3 or 4 times a month on different topics, different what's going on now in the industry. What do we need to talk about? The Acorn University part is more the kind of tutorial bit where we talk about log in here, then do this, then do this, then do this. And then we have our Club 60, which is kind of the last minute information up to, you know, the last 30 days about what's going on in Google, Bing, whatever, social media, travel as a whole, all that kind of stuff. We have a monthly Q&A where you can come and ask questions about anything that you need to ask questions about. And I do my best to answer them. If I can't answer them, I take note and then I go back to the team. And we have people, so many wonderful people on the Acorn team. Most of them, I think at this point, are innkeepers or have been innkeepers. So they are really, you know, plugged into the business aspects of innkeeping to help us. And that is all part of our Acorn Advantage plan, which is part of our whole process of how we try to, it's kind of a holistic approach. We need to come from every direction to bring in all this information about whether it's Google, social media, directories, what you do in your daily business life, the OTAs, all of it, and to support the business and build it up so that more people will find it. And if anybody is interested in learning more about Acorn Marketing, go to our website. It's acorn-is.com. And there's tons and tons of information on the website itself about what we do, what we offer, all of that kind of thing. But if anybody is interested in, you know, contacting us and actually talking to us about providing services, whatever that may be, we do have our sales inquiry form. So it's under We Can Help. So just look at the top of the site and look for the words We Can Help and click that and give us your information and we'll get back to you. And we will talk to you and see how we can help you. But I will say one thing Sometimes people contact us and they'll say, you know, I need help with this one thing. But, you know, in this business, in this industry, it's never just that one thing. It's all connected. Yeah. It's all tied, but it's all separate. So
yeah, there's so many channels, right? I mean, that's we talked about some of them, but there's just so many ways that, I mean, because it's ultimately about bookings and getting your guests to your property. And there's just so many ways that they can find you or might find you or might not find you. So you're right. It's all tied together.
The way that we come down on that is that, you know, sometimes people say, you know what, it's too much. You're asking me to do too
right,
much.
Which is why I'm saying, you condense, you know, all of that information and put it all together. So we give you the Cliff Notes version and tell you what to focus on. And that's, you know, what's important. So,
right. Yeah. It all matters. It all matters to bring that guest to your bed, you know, get your heads in beds. And here's the thing. I am never going to tell somebody you should do this if I don't think it will have a direct effect on bottom line, because we don't exist unless our customers are making money and they've, absolutely, you know, we have to offer value. And that's what we strive to do all the time.
Awesome. Well, we will include contact type info. We always do on the podcast post and the blog post about the podcast. So excellent. Really appreciate it. Matt, you going to lead us out of here or what?
Yes, indeed. And this concludes this Frictionless Innkeeper podcast interview with Annie Buck, who's the education manager for Acorn Marketing, who's kind enough to share her insights about what independent lodging professionals need to know about Google Business Profile, which is a service that enables businesses to establish a profile with their location, contact information, and customer reviews. And our podcast is brought to you by the Frictionless Guest App, the digital concierge that helps your guests live like locals. Learn how at frictionlessguest.com. Once again, that's frictionlessguest.com. And Annie and Steve, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Annie. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll get that photo to you.
Thanks.